When Belsa was younger, she was really concerned about getting old. And now that she's old, she wants to be younger every day. And she learned something when she was about 28 years old. And that was how to control the wrinkles on her face. Now, she was only 28, and she didn't really have any wrinkles. But she was concerned about the future and discovered a way to actually shrink the wrinkles on her face by just thinking about shrinking them. All she had to do was just put into deep thought the wrinkles near the sides of my eyes, the outer sides of my eyes, will vanish. They will just go away. They will melt into the complexion of my face. And it worked every time. But she'd wake up in the morning and check the wrinkles on her face, and she could hardly see them anymore. This went on for days and days and days, and pretty soon, she had absolutely no wrinkles on her face at all, and she was only 28, which she didn't hardly have any wrinkles to begin with. But those little wrinkles that she did have disappeared. She was so excited about that. So this went on for day after day after day, and year after year, and pretty soon, when she got to be 47 years old, she looked into the mirror real close. She got right up to it and stared at her face, just about maybe 3 inches away. Well, she couldn't focus. She had to back up a little bit. And there it is. She spotted a wrinkle, actually starting on her forehead, running the complete width of her forehead. Well, that was pretty alarming, actually. She had to do something about that. So she immediately went into a trance and thought to herself, I've got to get rid of these wrinkles. These wrinkles are going away. They're going to completely dissolve. They're going to melt into my face. They're going to melt into my forehead and be completely gone. The wrinkles will be completely gone. All wrinkles on my face will be gone. And her eyes fluttered as they opened, and holy smokes, you look a little better already. Well, she thought, well, this may take a couple of sessions, but she went ahead with that for the next couple of days. And then again on the third or fourth day, there she was. She was in the mirror again looking. And she was a little bit surprised because the wrinkles were all starting to head toward her nose. And she didn't want that. But why were they starting heading toward the nose? Well, she just got right back into her trance again and said, the wrinkles on my nose are going to disappear. They're going to melt, dissolve right into my nose, right into the surface of my nose, and no wrinkles will be seen. Then she fluttered her eyes again as she came back to and looked at her mirror and said, I don't notice anything right now, but I'm not very impressed. And she obviously was a little concerned about that, so she kind of walked away a little disappointed, and she tried that same trance again for the next few days, and by the fifth day she came back and looked again. It was getting worse. What was happening? What the heck was going on here? Her nose was looking like it was starting to shrivel up right on her face. Now, she was only like 46, something like that. That's all she was. And her nose was getting shriveled all up. All the wrinkles seemed to be coming out of her nose now. Nothing on her face, nothing around her eyes, but they were all on her nose. They were congregating at one location, directly on her nose. She was really starting to get really worried. She was starting to wear those little hankies over the face, you know. She went uptown. Well, people were starting to back away, thinking that she was going to rob a bank or do something strange or odd or weird or something like that. And nobody wanted to be around her. She would go into a restaurant and sit down to eat, and people would start backing away from her. She didn't want anybody to see her nose. I mean, she was just devastated. Oh, my gosh, she says, I'm going home. Well, she went home, and needless to say, she had to keep that handkerchief on her face so that nobody would see her. Even when she walked down the alley, she still didn't want to take it off. And even then, she was a little bit leery. She didn't know if she should do that or not. Well, she wanted to give it one more try. She went over to the mirror. Gee, she had a hard time looking at it. But she went up to the mirror anyway and just kind of forced herself to look. Her nose was just something else. It was all wrinkled up. And she just had to try to go into this trance again. She just let herself go into this trance and said, okay, I've got to get rid of these wrinkles on my nose. I want them to dissolve, go away. they're going to dissolve and go away, be completely gone. They're going to melt into the rest of my nose and be smooth, nice and smooth. There she was. She was coming out of her trance, and her eyes were flickering and flapping up and down as she opened her eyes and looked. And it was actually worse. Oh, no. She didn't know what to do. She started to jump up and down in panic. Oh, no, no, no. She said, it can't get worse. And then she even noticed the wrinkles starting to spread out farther onto her cheeks. Oh, oh, she says, what can I do? What can I do? I should have never done this when I was 20 years old. I should have never done this. And she was all panicking, worried about it. Oh, 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 she was almost starting to lose her breath. She couldn't breathe hardly just from the way she was so panicky. Oh, oh, she'd say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, her nose was all shriveled up. There wasn't much you could do anymore. It was pretty much the end of it. And she just got all shook up. And she didn't know what to do. She was losing her mind. And she was twitching her head and twitching her back. And her cheeks were twitching, and then she felt like it was all over. Everything seemed to be back to normal. Well, when she went back to the mirror and looked again, she couldn't believe, look at that. It was almost completely gone. Something happened, whatever it was. She didn't know what it was, but she wasn't going to tamper with anything anymore. She was just going to let herself go natural from this point on. She was tired of this going into a trance and trying to control her face, control the wrinkles on her face. She just wanted to stop this madness right now. She just wanted to stop and enjoy life and just age gracefully. I mean, she was only 40-some years old, and she would gradually get older. And she knew that she would get wrinkles as she went through life, but that was normal. So that's what she did. She just decided to go with the flow. She was going to get old no matter what would happen. It was inevitable. It was inevitable it was going to happen. So she just let herself go and relax and enjoy life. And people enjoyed her more too. As her wrinkles became natural looking and her age, she made it look her proper age and everything was just right. She was happy with it now. And she was convinced that this was the right way to go. She just let herself go natural and went on like that for years and years and years. And she was really a pretty lady, too, even as the years went by. She just let herself go natural, natural as could be. And she was happy. Oh, she was happy. So happy. Very happy. She was very happy. Very happy. Very happy. Very happy. Very happy. Very.